The series of shiurim that we are presently embarked on is entitled A Work Ethic from a Torah Perspective, Halacha and Agoda. So yesterday, in the part one of this series, we discussed the Gemara in Kedushin, the famous brisa that the father is obligated to teach his son in umnis, a profession. The Gemara presents a machlokes tanoim in Kedushin, whether a business enterprise is considered to be a fulfillment of this obligation. We pass in the halacha that iska, in the language of the Gemara, suffices. That is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of teaching one's child umnis. That's how the Magen Avraham calls the halacha in our Chayim Siman Kuf Nun Vav. It's also mentioned by the Rif, by the Rosh, by the Kabbalah Nesanel. The second segment of the shiur, which was the bulk of the shiur, focused on the well-known contradiction, the well-known stira that's asked by many between two Mamori Chazal. One, Maimer Chazal, the obligation to teach one's child umnis, a craft, a profession. And the second statement, the Rav Noroi, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Meniach Ani Kol Umnis Shevoilam, the comment of Rav Noroi, that his position was that Torah is the only schera, if you will, using the parlance. There's actually even a niggun to that. Torah is the best of schera that I was taught as a youngster, probably in grade 2 and 3. But that statement of Rav Noroi clearly seems to be not in sync with the position which is quoted la halacha, which is concretized la halacha, of teaching a child umnis. So yesterday, in the course of this year, we presented, using the Maamar Kamos that are in front of you, several approaches. We'll just summarize them briefly. The approach of the Bi Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Shin Vav and Hilchos Shabbos, where the Mechaber speaks of Malam the Umnis, which is also found in one of the Zmiros of Shabbos. And the Bi Halacha refers to the Machlokes Tanoim, indicates that we pasken against Rav Noroi. Our position is not in sync with Rav Noroi, and one could concurrently, simultaneously do both. One can engage in a study of Torah and also umnis as well, but we don't paskin like Rav Noroi, we paskin like the other position that once you teach a child umnis. The second approach we mentioned was that of the Marsha at the end of Maseches Kedushin. The Chida also has a similar kind of position that when Rav Noroi made the statement, Meiniach ani kol umnis sheba'ilam ve'im elambis b'ni alaz Torah, it's not to be taken in a literal fashion, but it means the following, that Torah should be the keva, Torah should be the mainstay of my life. That should be in the forefront. That should be the primary impetus. And umnis should be arai. Umnis should be secondary. Umnis should be tertiary. But there's no machlokes between these two statements, namely that of Rav Noroi and that of the Gemara in Kedushin, that one is obligated to teach a child umnis. Then we saw the position on page number 3 of the Maamar Makomos of the Igros Meisha, Agoyin HaMashia Feinstein Zatzal, that he contended that Rav Noroi is speaking about a young child. When a person is young, of course, he has to establish Sharashim, he has to establish a foothold, a foundation, a base in Torah, and therefore that young child certainly should be schooled in Limud HaTorah to the maximum. But when a person becomes of age, when a person is obviously older, an adult, and he has responsibilities in terms of a family, marriage, and the like, to be mefarnes his family, then there's no question, there's an obligation that he has to find some craft, some umnis, and that's when the chiyuv olam the umnis is in place. Let's continue with a number of other approaches that I mentioned. There's a very well-known, but I would say rather creative and innovative approach of the Chassam Sefer, and it's found here on page 4. In Lulav HaGozel, the Chassam Sefer, will read the commentary of the Chassam Sefer on page number 4, the upper section. The Chassam Sefer has a rather remarkable chiddush, and one that is, in some respects, as I indicated, quite innovative and quite mechudosh from almost every perspective. He's commenting on the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah, the Mishnah describing the criteria for esrogim, and what is kosher and what's not kosher. And among the criteria, the Mishnah, of course, speaks about the color of the esrog, And so the Mishnah speaks of Esug HaKushi, and the Chazal, the Gemara there, describes Doma LeKushi Tanan. So he quotes from his Rebbe, the Bala Flaz Atzal, and the top line here, Bahadu Pligi, Rav Shimon Yechoy, Rabbi Shmuel, Reish Parakesim Bevarchim. That Gemara is found as well here in the Maamar Kamos. A bit later, on Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara has a famous discussion, it's on page number 9 of the Maamar Kamos, where the position of Rabbi Shmuel is expressed in a very pithy kind of way, based on the Pasuk, V'yasapta D'ganecha. The Gemara is trying to resolve a contradiction of two psukim, and the Gemara resolves it by indicating V'yasapta D'ganecha Hanig Ben Minu De'acheretz. Dear Rabbi Shmuel, as we mentioned yesterday in the Shir, De'acheretz has many translations depending on the context, but here De'acheretz clearly refers to, as Rashi indicates over there, in Kedushin Daf Lamed Hei Beis, in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei Beis, referring to working, that one should have some umnis, some profession, some craft, in order to be able to sustain oneself. That's the position of Rabbi Shmuel. Then the Gemara quoted Rav Shimon Yechai, who commented, is it possible that a person should be chorish b'shas charisha, b'zorea b'shas zriya, b'kotzer b'shas k'tzira, b'dosh b'shas disha, b'zorea b'shas haruach, Torah mati aleh, if one is spending all of one's time, 24-7, engaged in agricultural activities, in agronomy, so one will obviously not be able to devote any time to the study of Torah. So his position is expressed in the following way. Bizman she Yisrael osim etzano shamokam, when we carry out the will of Hashem, malachta nasi saideh acherim. All of our productivity, whatever fecundity we achieve, will be in effect taking place through the instrumentality of other individuals. And he quotes Psukim. But if we don't carry out the Ratzon of Hashem, then malachta nasi saideh atzman, then we'll obviously be compelled to work for a living and the like. The Gemara then, the Maskana, has a statement of Abaye, Harbi also, Rabbi Shmuel, also be Adon. Rabbi Shmuel's approach, his modus operandi, was eminently successful, while that of Hashem ben Yechoi, lo also be Adon. So many assume that from that statement of Abaye, that's how we pass it. So Rabbi Nachsam Sefer here refers to that machlokes in the name of his Rebbe, the Bala Flaw, and he writes, Umaskinon, in the second line now, on page number 4, Harbi Asu Kirashbi will also be Adon, Omer Huzal, She'osu Kirashbi. The Bala Flaw makes a wonderful diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara uses the Chaf HaDimyon. Many did Kirashbi, like Rashbi. Doesn't say Harbi Asu and Rashbi. Devade Misha Kamanosu L'Shem Hashem, Habochim Machshavosu V'yodei Ashtenosav V'vada Yala B'yodo Elohim Asu Kirashbi Nidmu Lo V'lo B'etzem Tochti Yosam Alkein Lo Asu B'yodam V'omar, he goes on to say, I'll explain it in a moment, Hainu Di'am Rihocha Esu Gakushi Hainu Hatzadik Hamashune B'masav Kikushi Hamashune. Of course, the Kushi is clearly an unusual sight. I mentioned that my Rebbe had gone to Nisim Albert Zatzal Tamar Buvigar Misha Feinstein. So he came to the shores of America, never saw a kushi in his life, and did not know regarding the bracha that he's supposed to make, that the Gemara comments in Masechus Brachos, in the last paragraph, also quoted Shulchan Aruch, la'alocha, baruch mishana abrios. So he had a suffix, so he made it without shemu malchus. And then he asked his Rebbe later on, Hagonah Misha Feinstein Tatzal, regarding the psak alocha. So here the Chassam Sefer actually refers to this Gemara in Sukkah, Esuga Kushi, and he understands Kushi homiletically as the tzaddik hamashuna b'masav. Kikushi hamashuna b'oro hu kashach. Domo the Kushi, a person wants to liken himself to a Kushi, namely liken himself to a great tzaddik, to Rashbi, ze posel, kilo also b'yado, ad kan divi arav, divi p'chocham chen. So the Bala Flaw says that there are many individuals who think they are in a madrega way beyond where they really are. So they are, in effect, Dome Lakushi, and that's the Mediyuk he makes in Lashon the Gemara. Harbi also Ki Rashbi will also be Adon, because they're not holding there. That's not their Madrega. That's not where they're at. And they have no right to arrogate from themselves such lofty positions. And then he continues, Mikan Ve'elat, Tosefes Divrei Talmidu Hapod Kamoni. He says, now the Talmud Hapod, the minimalistic Talmud of the great Samsung, of the Bala Flaw, is now going to comment. So he has the following presentation, which is a massive chiddush. Nero lefi ani yizdaiti abishmol nami lomah mikro v'asapta deganecha ela beretz Yisrael. When is Rav Naroi talking about? He's talking about Chutz Laaretz. When he says that Eini melami bini ela Torah, meiniach ani kolum neshebaolam, that's talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael. The psukim that the Gemara cites, a psukim says the Chassam Sofer that relate dafka to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, v'asapta deganecha, that's the focus point of the Gemara, is in Eretz Yisrael. V'rov Yisrael shruim, Shabbat the Bekarga Gufa Mitzvah Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael the Otzi Perasei Agnoshim the Alzeh Tzivsa Toya Rasaf the Ganecha Ubo Azore Goren Asorim Halayu the Pasuk Megil Asrus Mishum Mitzvah Ukiilu Tomar, as if one could possibly make the following suggestion: Lo Ani Atfilim Nishani Esik Batera. Essentially, what does Rav Naroi say? Meiniach Ani, I will abandon everything in the world, which means I won't put on tefillin, I won't be mekayim mitzvahs, I'm involved in the study of Torah. Of course, this, of course, is the sugya in Shabbos. With someone who's Torasa Umluso, what his status is regarding mitzvahs, the Chassam Sofer is alluding to that, but can a person make such a statement? Hachinami lo yoma lo esef, lo esef digoni bnei esek at Torah. I'm involved in the study of Torah, I can't reap, I can't do any of the agricultural activities that I'm involved in. In effect, cultivating Eretz Yisrael, and he writes, "V'efsha afilu shari umnus sheish b'em yishuv olam hakol b'chlal mitzvah." He suggests maybe there are other umnios besides agricultural activities, but it's clear from the Chassam Sofer that the mitzvah of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, in a direct kind of way, he writes this several times, not just in the Chiddushim here on Masechta Sukkah, but in the Shels and Chuvis, and he mentions in a few other places. His position is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only performed if one can be a farmer. If one is not a farmer, there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What a striking chiddush. But then he suggests here, parenthetically, Sharei umnuyo sheish b'em yishuv olam hakol b'chlal mitzvah. Be'efshar. He has a suffix. He's not sure whether any other profession, being a lawyer, being a doctor, being an engineer, and the like, which involves Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that he's not involved in any constructive activity. So other constructive professions, he has a suffix whether they're including the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. However, the contrast, and that's what he ends off by the earlier mashal that he used. So essentially, he establishes the following chiddush, which is a massive chiddush. Rav Naroi is talking in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, the focus has to be on Talmud Torah and well, everyone is obligated to engage in umnis, specifically the umnis of agriculture, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. This is a very out-of-the-box, as it were, kind of chiddush, but it's very famously known in the name of the great Goyin, the Chassam Sofer, who essentially limits Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to agricultural pursuits. And that itself is a chiddush which many Gdolei Achronim did not acquiesce, did not agree with, and they felt that essentially, in the Mekayim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael through other ways and means as well. But his contention was that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, literally, you are Meyashiv Eretz Yisrael, you are Meyashiv the land, the karka, you make it fertile, you somehow enhance the agricultural fecundity of Eretz Yisrael. That's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And somehow he applies this to the Machlok Nitzin Abno Roi and the other position of teaching Umnis. So Umnis essentially, according to the position of the Chassam Sofer, is Dafkan Eretz Yisrael, but the Chutz Laaretz there, Rav Naroi's position is applicable. I'm reminded, I think I mentioned this a number of times, that when we spoke about the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, I've told many, many people, and this is the honest truth, that one of the thousand reasons I came to Eretz Yisrael was to get Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis. Obviously, my primary reason for coming here is because it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a Chayv HaSaguf, by Rashi Mesoratz Vishavten Bo, the Rambam, with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik and Levroch, interpreted, even though the Rambam doesn't count it per se as a Chayvus Agur, but certainly it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and one should also fulfill mitzvahs kiyumios. And even assuming it's a din d'rabbanan, I think it's a good thing to fulfill din d'rabbanan as well. Anyway, so therefore, on all these bases, one came to Eretz Yisrael. But another reason I came here was to be able to be zecher the Bechas Kohanim on a daily basis, because Shabbat is the one who is essentially the Mekar Bracha, B'som u'shmi'a b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorachem, as the way the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tevila, that the Kohanim are essentially a pipeline, a kind of sluice gate, where they are the ones who deliver the Bracha on a kind of magash shel zahav, on a golden platter. And therefore, that's the reason why my father, Hashem, was very makbid the few times a year that we had Bichas Kohanim and Chutzaris to give a Yasher Koyach to the Kohanim. That's why I tell the Kohanim in Shul, the Mishnah Berurah mentions Yeh Yasher in Hilchos Bichas Kohanim. He mentions that idea, and he tells the Kohanim to remain on the Bima till after Kaddish, so someone should not interrupt the Kaddish by giving them Yasher Koyach. So I'm very makbid to give Yasher Koyach to the Kohanim. I've spoken about this many, many times. So there are many reasons why Bichas Kohanim is not relevant to Chutzaretz. It's a pele, one of the probably pillars habere that Bichas Kohanim does not take place in Chutzaretz, except Sfardim, who are medaktik on Bichas Kohanim. And I imagine in Johannesburg, probably the same thing is applicable. The Sfardim are makvid, and the Ashkenazim do not do Bichas Kohanim. There are many, many reasons that are given why Bichas Kohanim is not done. On one Friday night in my shul recently, I listed about 7-8 reasons, and each one is more difficult than the previous one. So and that's already known in the among the Dalei Achronim, many, many different reasons. But the reason quoted by the Ramah is fascinating. I'm mentioning it because of the Chassam Sefer that I just spoke about. The Ramah says the reason is because in Chutz Aretz, they are very Torahed. They're trudim b'panasasa l'michyosan. They're preoccupied with making a living, with umnes. They're preoccupied with their attention is taken by the amount of time, energy, and effort it takes to make a living, while in Eretz Yisrael, somehow that doesn't seem to be an issue. And therefore, only in Chutz Aretz do we not have Bichas Kohanim, because it has to be B'simcha. Simcha means that one is free of tirdas, one is free of worries, anxieties, one does not fret about any issue. And apparently in Chutz Aretz, there's an enormous amount of stress that doesn't exist at all in Eretz Yisrael. So I remember my father, Lashon, when my parents made Aliyah and moved to Eretz Yisrael towards the end of their lives. So my father came here, he was here a bit, and after a while he said to me, he doesn't understand. It seems to him there are more tirdas in Eretz Yisrael than there are in Chutz Aretz. How in heaven's name could the Ramah say what he says? Doesn't seem to make any sense. He, Baruch Hashem, he made a living in Chutz Aretz. He worked for many, many years. He actually was a Cooper Union graduate, that's physics and math. That's what he wanted his children to go into, and kind of all of them basically went off to Derech and entered Klei Kodesh. But whatever the case is, so my father could understand what is heaven's name is the understanding of this Ramah. So after a few months, my father came to me and told me he thinks he understands the Ramah. In Chutz Aretz, the Ramah says, they are Torah b'panasasa l'michyosam. That means, it says in the American dollar, I'm not sure about the Johannesburg Rand, but in the American dollar on the bottom it says, in God we trust. So basically, whom do they trust? In the Almighty dollar. The dollar is called the Almighty. The dollar of the Almighty or Hainu Hach. They're called terminus. And to be viewed directly, that's what the Ramah says. Trudim b'panasas and l'michyosam. In the Almighty dollar we trust. And in Eretz Yisrael, they trust in the Almighty. They push and have bitachon and Hashem is barach. That's why the matzav here, Eretz Yisrael, didn't have the matzav of chutzos. Here we have b'simcha. Here we have bali bitachon. We rely on Hashem is barach. And as a result, we can duchim without difficulty. So I always reminded of this whenever I see this Chassam Sofer, who has a remarkable chiddush. That the din of Rav Noroi, that meniach ani kolum neshiva elam ve'emelam nes b'ni ala teira, so he contends applies only in Chutz Aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a din of Yishe Eretz Yisrael, we're obligated to lam neumnes. Okay, now continuing on to a famous essay written by Hagoyim, Aruchan of Asimim, Zechat Tzadi v'kodosh Tebrocha, Hashem Yimkan Domov. Aruchan of Asimim in Kevitz Ma'amorim has a well-known essay. And the truth is that his position was already foreshadowed by the Pnei Yehoshua, by the Sefer HaMikne on Kedushin, the author of the Baal HaFla, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer. But here it's spelled out in a very beautiful essay of Rav Chanan Wasserman. And he's medayik again in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is Rav Nora Yomer, Meniach Ani, Kolum Mishabaylam, Beimelamin as Bini, Ela Torah. Why do you use the Lashon Beimelamin as Bini, my son, Ela Torah, as opposed to Vienna Melamed, I'm not going to teach Ben Stam. And the Gemara over there, Chai Vad Melamed is Bina Yumnus. One is obligated to teach his son a trait, but he speaks about his son. So there's a famous Gemara in Kedushin. I think I told over this as well. Many, many years ago, several decades ago, when I used to go to the shul, my Rebbe, Maran Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal. So once I asked him, my children were very young, and they were sort of rowdy, as children tend to be, Baruch Hashem, that's their function. They have to give their parents a little Agmas Nefesh, a little Tzar Gidol Bonin, that's a key in my mitzvah, apparently. Once in a while, you can have a yellow Tuv Yerushalayim. Usually, it's an extraordinary Yotzei Min HaKlal, an exception to the rule, but here and there you do have such children, Baruch Hashem. And I maintain that Adrab, the rowdy ones, are the best. Usually they turn out to be somehow the biggest Talmidei Chachamim and the ones that are most exciting in terms of what happens with them. So I asked the Rav Soloveitchik the following kasha. And we used to go to the Shurim in Boston. The Gemara says in Kedushin, also a famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Hu Lilmod, the B'no Lilmod, let's say there's a kind of, I would call it not a competition, but I would say there's only an opportunity for one person to learn because of the financial issues that are involved, the financial outlay that's involved, namely the father or the son. So the Gemara says, he takes precedence over his son. However, the Gemara goes further. It says, if we have a son who is very acute intellectually, who's very bright, very sharp, very capable. You see that he's erudite, that he's a masmid, he's a shaktan, he has wonderful intellectual qualities, but he also has the Gemara Nida, Haretz HaShachim Yarbi Yeshiva. So then the Gemara says, so I asked my Rebbe, it seems to me that in the case that I'm in, I'm working for a living, and my children are pretty rowdy, I think it's a clear Gemara. Who Lilmod, the B'nai Lilmod, who Kaidim? So he asked me, who do you think go to work? I said, I think my children should go to work. Someone should support me, and I should be the one who should be sitting and learning. So he smiled at me and said, Enochanami, you are correct. That's in the situation where one of who Lilmo to B'nai Lilmo, but that's not the situation today. So I asked him, what is the situation? The situation is quite different, markedly different. The situation is who Lilmo to B'nai Lios Yehudi. Is your son going to continue the Masera of his parents, of his forebears, of his grandparents, of his great parents? If that's the case, then there's no makom l'istapek. Of course, no kodmo. Of course, your son takes precedence. We want to be mamshich masera of Klal Yisrael, and the only way to do it is by teaching children Torah, by being mechanich them. So I've always had that in my head, and when I saw Avochan Avasim in Zatzal many, many years ago, where he is mechalik between ben stam ischayv and umnes, a regular child, a normal child, a wholesome child, is obligated in umnes. What Avner Roy spoke about was bini. He was talking about bino hachorif vehamemulach. Avner Roy, he's mesugal to learn Torah without hefsek, without any mafriyim. Apparently, he's a shakdan. He's a masmid. He's diligent. He's industrious. He has the intellectual baggage, he has the intellectual equipment to do so. That's the difference. So now let's take a look at the language of Avochan Avasim. We won't read the whole thing, but we'll read parts of it. But essentially, I just summarized more or less for you in a precise form the position of Avochan Avasim. Here he's talking about a famous issue that's raised also by many as far as secular studies. Is there a heter to engage in secular studies? That's not the subject really of this series of shiurim. We're talking about the issue of umnis, of a profession, of a trade, what the Gemara Kedushin calls rei chayim v'isha she'ahavta. There's a need for a person to find a craft, a profession, to sustain his family. So he writes over here, I'm just reading the underlying section, v'limud umnis kedei l'hispanisi mitzvah indicates that there's no question, studying, acquiring a profession in order to be able to earn a panosa constitutes a mitzvah. May I time a poskim Shabbos alatin l'olam the umnes. That's in the Nigin and in the Gemara Shabbos as well that he refers to. That's in the Mechaber Simin Shin Vav. Davi b'chol chetzei shavayim. The chayvan l'olam is b'nai umnes. Esher zehu l'chlal ho'olam. Whom does this apply to? Rov Ha'olam, the majority of the world has to follow this particular position. Person sees that his own son has the capacity, has a great desire, a cheshek for learning, and he's also a Baal Kishrin, and he can become a great Gadol Batera. So the language, the stress is on Bini. The other Gemara speaks about to teach a child umnas. That's a regular child. A child which is called in the Hebrew of Eretz Yisrael as Rachman Ashura. A regular child, the classic average person. But if one sees that one has a child who is suited to become great in Limud HaTorah, then the Roy contends that for that child, he should be only involved in the study of Torah. And then he continues further, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, he says, he doesn't disagree that there's an obligation to teach the profession of craft. You can't say that he denies the value of umnis, the value of a person acquiring a panosa, a craft. He quotes a sugi in Makis, also a famous sugi in Makis, and there's no machlokas regarding this matter. And he brings other rais as well. He quotes from Mishnah Berurah, the Simcha Vav that we read yesterday. Mishnah Berurah says that umnas is a mitzvah. He quotes a Yushalmi in Maseches Peah, which is a similar to the Gemara Menachas and Tzadik Tes. And so it's clear that there is obviously a concept of umnas and shum safek. And if you look on page number 5, where this essay continues, on top of the page, now he's talking about secular studies. A person wants to engage secular studies, not because of umnas. Now his position is that secular studies is only a means to an end, and the end is panasa. This is another well-known, famous discussion that needs a separate attention. Is there value to studying philosophy, which will not necessarily bring one to any kind of umnas? Is there value to studying literature? Is it permissible to study philosophy and or literature? That's what he seems to be talking about. He enjoys studying philosophy. He enjoys somehow examining literature. We're not talking about literature that has in it issues or language or any concepts or ideas that are inimical to Torah. That would be asur behechlet. No question, that would not be permissible. But we're talking about something which is of a sterile nature, which somehow a person has intellectual enjoyment from, yesh v'akom le'asur mishum bitul Torah. So he takes the position that would not be permissible. And then he quotes the Ramah on line number 5, in Resh Me'abav in Yerdei Hilchas Talmud Torah, Mutar Lilmod Bakrai B'Shar Chochmas, a Mokar in Yushalmi, Derech Agav, one can engage in Shar Chochmas. But B'Kitzur, the position of the Kovitz Ma'amorim of Hagoyin Al-Khan of Asim and Zatzal is that there's a distinction between a child that has the capacity, the ability, the cheshek, the ratzon, to go and learn Torah at the highest of levels, then one should maximize that situation of that child. Mashen came, the average child clearly has to be taught in umnas, has to be taught a profession. Now, I mentioned, I didn't actually cite this in the Maran Mekomos, but there's a very well-known, famous tshuva of Rav Avad Yosef. It's found actually in the Chavad Das, in Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Hey. And he was asked the following question. It's a very well-known psak. Often there's conflict between parents and children. I've been dealing with this my entire professional life. I'm in the world of Rabbanus and the world of Chinuch for many, many years, many decades. And often there's a conflict between a parent and a child. The child may want to learn, and the parent would like him to go essentially into an area where he'll be able to find some umnis, or into some context where he'll find umnis. So I'll just read the language of the tshuva, the Chavad Das, which very much reflects what the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and the Pe'er Shua that preceded him, and the Miknan Kedushin as well. I read some of his language. He writes, Nar Sim Limuda Beveisefi Yisodi. We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, obviously. A young man who went to grade school, parochial school, elementary school. Haim Odif Lashich Limuda Be Yeshiva Tichonit. Should he go to a regular Israeli high school? L'kai Mishnas Chazal Yofet Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz. He should be able to combine both, have a secular education as well as a Torah education. Should he learn in one of the yeshivas, what they call here, a yeshiva k'tana, Kol hazman mugdash lelimud haTorah b'vad. He'll only be involved in the study of Torah. So kedarka b'kodesh in a very, very lengthy tshuva. So first he quotes the stira that we are familiar with, namely between Rav Noroi and the other statement, Rav Noroi miniach ani kolum shabayilam v'elam nisbiyah l'Torah. And that seems to be so in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that Yofet Talmud Torah m'teracheret shegi ashneim ashkachas avon, or kol Torah sheinim ha'malacha seifa b'teilu v'gareras avon. And the Brice and Kedushin, person is chai to teach his child Torah, to teach him this. And the pasuk that in Koheles, that Gemara quotes, so he asked that stira, and then he refers to the machlokas between Rav Shimon Yochai and Rav Yisrael, the Brisa and the Aflam Ham Beis and Brachas that I mentioned earlier, and the Maskon of Abaye, Harbi also Rav Yisrael will also be Adam, Rav Shimon Yochai will also be Adam. So therefore, based on all the above, the aforementioned, he comes to the following Maskon. Ulefiza Nira, Shemasha Shanin, Yofa Talmud Torah and Deracharetz, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that prescribes that once you go ahead and study a profession, Zui Midas Kol Adam. That is the position that Rove, that most of the world should essentially acquire, adapt to. Shim Lo Yisasi Gamed Deracharet Sofel Is Batav Midirei Torah. That's what the Mishnah says. Kol Torah Shenim Abalacha Sefer B'Telu Garer Sofel. Therefore, that person or the average person should be Noeg Minig Deracharet. And it goes through a whole series of Mamor Chazal. One of the most famous ones, the Psukim in Dvarim in Re'ei, in the context of the Pasha of Tzedakah, Ki Hashem Elokecha Berachah B'chol Ma'asei Yadecha, Yochal Afilu Yoshei Batel, Tamal Omra, B'chol Ma'asei Yadecha, Im Asisa, Ata Mizbarech, the obligation to engage in Ishtadlus, V'imla B'incha Mizbarech. However, it says Rav Avadya Zatzal, Ulam Rav Noroi Diber, Rak Li'echidei Sgula, he's talking about unique, distinct, special individuals, Asher Adir Chetzom Lisalos Bemalos Atera Viras Hashem Tera. They want to elevate themselves, come to high levels of Havana in Liman Torah. Uvifrad Leila Shechanan Osam Hashem Kishronos Nadim Betisa Mehira Mizikar Mufla. Those who have phenomenal memories and they're also very agile intellectually. They have intellectual acuity. Asher Nishka Lohem Osid Mazir Lios Mori Harabi Israel. They can become great. Doli Aposkim. And they can have a massive influence on Klal Yisrael, inspire us, and be mekayros avinu shebashamayim. They can be mezakeh sarabim. Asher ein lecha mida tova heimena. So for that person, that's what Rav Noroi was talking about. Meiniach ani kolum shebaelam in emlam nesbini ala teira. That a person should recognize if he has children or a child of that caliber, of that inclination, of that capacity, of that ability. So unquestionably, that's exactly what Chazal did. Boots and boots in the Katvi Yadia, and that's what one should go ahead and direct that child to that kind of course in life. So in a sense, really, what he's saying, Rav Avadya Zatzal, is exactly the same as the position of Rav Chana Vassaman, as the Peshua, as the Mikna. Don't worry, he quotes all of them. There's no sefer he doesn't know, he's not aware of, and he essentially cites many, many Mikoros in this direction. And the direction is primarily based upon the diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara that the Rabbi spoke about, and the Malami is Bini El Torah. The focus is on my son. In the course of it, Hagoyim Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, at the end of the tshuva, he writes the following. I'll just summarize it. L'or kol ha'amur, nira shekol sheyeshna efsharut sheyamshech adlimula b'yeshiva kedosha sheoskim b'batorah b'lvad. Someone who has that capacity, the ability just to learn Torah, ain't subject to other lechos the yeshiva kazos, then go to yeshiva tichonit in order that he should be mushlam b'chol mitzvahs haTorah. And he cites a Rambam, which is one of the most famous Rambams, very, very well-known Rambam that's kedai to be cognizant of. Mi lanu gadol meharambam sheheid al atzmo b'igrosa. The Rambam says, and I'm reading his language that he cites from the Rambam, shekol masha. Whatever the Rambam did, bechachma sacheres kephilosophia, studying philosophy and medicine, eino elu l'shamish l'rakochos u'l'tabochos l'torah hakdosha l'haros ha'amim v'asorim etziofya ki tovas marahi. The pasuk in Megillas Esther. That anything that the Rambam did, which was of a secular nature, studying medicine and philosophy, was only in order to enhance the Torah. Yet the Rambam constantly was cognizant of the fact that he had to take time out from his schedule, and nismato inoso shel Torah. And so here we have a statement from the Rambam that's clear that the focus of one's life should be limud haTorah. And again, as I said, Rav Avadya Zatzal is machria, that undoubtedly sometimes there's a need to send Rov, most of Klal Yisrael, to receive some sort of education. We'll get simultaneously an education, limud haTorah, and professional aptitude as well. But for the Yechidei Sgula, there's certainly room, there's a makom to act otherwise. Now this Mahalach of Hagoyin Rav Avadya Yosef and Elchanan Wasserman, the Pei Yeshua and the Sefer HaMikneh, is probably most well known in yeshiva circles as the Chiddush of the Briskerov. On page number 6, the Briskerov actually in Parshas Chayisara and the Chiddush HaGriz Al HaTorah also comes to a very similar kind of conclusion. He writes, and I'll read again Chalokim of this tshuva as well. He cites the Gemara in Kedusha of Rav Noroi. Rameir is the one who said that a person has to teach his son Umnasekia Bakala. And he asks a further question, which is a beautiful Chiddush of the Briskerov. The Gemara in the Erev and Daf Yud Gimel says Rameir is Rav Noroi. The two are identical. So how is it possible that he could be Cholik on himself? On the one hand, he says you should teach your child Umnasekia Bakala. On the other hand, Eini Malamid is Bnei Torah. And what's the language of Emel Amin Esbini? So he writes, he cites the Gemara in Brochus, the machlok between Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig ben Minad Archer, as opposed to that a person should essentially focus on the study of Torah. And he, on the left-hand column, he says, Vahabir, the Ladas Rashbi, Hashem in the Choy, Lohuta, Lavata, Bin the Muda, Filo Shachas, Vakroda, the Sapta, the Ganecho, Haina, Adia, Cherim, Ul Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk of Asapta, the Ganecho, is a heter to be bottled from Liman HaTorah in order to engage in the Acheret. The Abaye, the Koma Harbi Yosu Kirabi Shmuel, also be other Mashma, the Kaposik Hilchasor Kirabi Shmuel. That seems to be the Psak, says the Briskerov, that is the focus. And then he refers to a Rambam that I will discuss Mitz Hashem separately, the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yevel Perek Yigimel, Alocha Yigimel, a Rambam which is generally utilized by the Olam HaYeshivas to back and to defend the position that we should basically become involved in the study of Torah, kol hayom kol laila. The Lashon Rambam is not so clear. He writes, "V'lo sheva levi bilvad," that we're given, obviously, no sheva, no nachla in Eretz Yisrael, because essentially they are working for Hashem Yisbarach, as it were. Elakol yishvish mikol bo yoyle mashenod v'ucha also v'hevino mador libad alam v'fei Hashem b'shorso v'lo'ovdo l'deas Hashem. Most people are just running around pursuing material pursuits. But if someone dafka has the inclination, he quotes from the Vilna Gaon. So the Goyin is the makar for this Rambam, Shemitah V'Yevel, that this refers to the position of Rashbi, of Shimon Yechoi. But Lamadim Mizeh, says the Briskerov, the Avogad, the Yitzchak Hilchasor, Rabbi Shmuel, Hanig Ben Minad Acheret, that's what Abayi said. Everyone, essentially, Rov Olam has to be Noeg to find some sort of umnis. Mikomakom Gamzo Hamido Shal Rashbi V'Chaver Midahi. Apparently, this also is a position which is a position that is obviously significant. You have an individual who's willing to go ahead and be mitzamtzim, be mistabik b'muat, as far as material matters are concerned, as far as the olam agashmi. He's willing to live on a limited kind of budget, unlimited hishtadlus. So that's exactly, says the Rambam, is what Amir Dam Naroi referring to in the Mishnah. Which is in accordance with the position of Rabbi Shmuel. And Rab Naroi, who's also Rab Meir, is telling you that there is, however, another Midah. There are two Midos. And again, what he's saying is similar to the position that was adumbrated earlier. Namely, that for Rav HaOlam, it's clear that the position of Rabbi Shmuel is the correct position. Of course, one should maximize even for that person, the study of Torah, and try to do what one can in terms of umnis. However, the position of Rav Noroi is for Yechidei Segula, and that's what he writes. This midah is a midah for individuals who are obviously extraordinary. And that midah of Rav Shimon Yechoi, in effect, there's no machlokes between the two. And this is how the Brisk Rav is miyashev, the stira between the two seemingly contradictory positions. They're not contradictory. The position of Rav Meir, that a person should be taught umus tekiyah v'kalo, or the position of Rav Yishmael, halim ben da acheretz, applies to Rav Ha'olam. And the other position applies to Yechidei Segula, who are ready to dedicate themselves to a life of Torah, to Hashem Yisbarach, who are willing to be mitzamtim when it comes to material pursuits and the like. And that's what he writes on page number 7. He sums it up, the Brisk Rav over here, v'nei Rambam b'perek Yugimo, the Rambam, in effect, it concludes his statement. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem anoschelki v'kosi atatom v'goroli. So apparently David HaMelech also adopted this midah, the midah of Rashbi v'chaverav. Otherwise, why did Gemara quote this pasuk? So David is among those who exemplify, he epitomizes, he's one of the individuals who obviously follows the midah of Hashem and Yechai, and that's what the pasuk says. Hashem anoschelki v'kosi, she'ein ito mishum mishtadlu shev'olam. So it requires a person who's a tremendous Baal Madrega, a tremendous Baal Bitochon, and that's embedded as well in the Perek in Tehillim, Chaf Gimel, Hashem Roi Lo Yechsa, Binos Deshi Arbitzeni, that essentially Hashem is the Roed, the one who is the shepherd, and he's the one who directs and the one who hovers over that individual. He will not be lacking in any area in terms of his ability to make ends meet. And that's Binos Deshi Arbitzeni, Amin Luchasi Aleni, that's the midah of Shimon Yechoi v'chaver. Now, this position is also, Halacha L'maiseh, was also quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. We saw actually the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Vav, but there's another Mishnah Berurah that essentially takes this position as well, and he refers to this machlokes between Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel, Minadar Cheretz, and Halacha L'maaseh, Mr. Brewer indicates that there's obviously room for the position of Rav Shimon Yechoi as well, but these are for Yechidei Segula, and for Rav Kol Yisrael, the position of Rav Meir, Sekiyah V'Kalo, is the one that, generally speaking, one should pursue. Okay, Tam Chelek Sheni of this series, and it's Hashem, tomorrow we will further pursue some more mamikamas, and eventually, as I indicated yesterday, I'll discuss some hashkafa that I heard from Hagoyin, the Baron Halevi Salavetz Zatzal, many, many decades ago, relating to this issue of Rabbi Leroy and Rabbi Meir, or if you will, Rabbi Shmuel and Rashbi. And in terms of the resolution, the kibunim, if you will, directions, hashkafic directions in terms of this issue.
Can I ask you a quick question?